Unit 11, page 108, exercise 4.
Alien species. I couldn't believe my eyes, said Peter Haynes. She was hopping happily around with her baby. Peter was describing his first encounter with a wild wallaby in his garden in the south of England. He told me he had seen the wallaby 3 times recently. What's an Australian wallaby doing in Britain? I asked naturalist Kerry Jones. Kerry explained that wallabies had escaped from wildlife parks and had bred in the wild. They had settled well in the UK because they eat grass, and there's a lot of that in Britain. More and more British people are seeing wild wallabies. They are an amusing example of a non-native species settling in a completely new habitat. So far, the wallabies haven't had a bad effect on Britain's native wildlife. Unfortunately, this is not true for some animals in other countries. Australia has some of the worst animal pests. Rabbits arrived with European settlers and became an ecological disaster because they competed with native animals for food. Nobody knows how many species of plants and animals have become extinct because of rabbits. Wild camels are another problem. They were introduced into Australia in 1840 and used to explore the huge Australian deserts. Now there are over 1 million wild camels. They eat everything, so the government has decided to shoot some of them from helicopters. Although these animals are harmful, a much more terrible enemy brings death and destruction in other places. The common rat is a naturalist's nightmare. Rats arrived on ships and spread quickly because one rat can have tens of thousands of descendants. They're the world's most dangerous pests. Rats have eliminated birds from islands throughout the world. In New Zealand, the situation is so bad that many birds have already disappeared. Others, like the famous kiwi, are endangered. Sam Collins, a naturalist from New Zealand, explained the problem to me. He said that many New Zealand birds, like kiwis, build their nests on the ground. This means that rats can easily kill the chicks or eat the eggs. I asked Sam why people hadn't used predators to kill the rats. He laughed and said that the British had introduced cats and other predators in the 19th century. They made the situation worse because they killed the birds too. Today, people use poison and traps to kill the rats. I asked Sam if it was effective. He told me that there were a few rat-free islands, but he didn't think they would ever get rid of them from the mainland. Alaska is one of the last places on Earth which is largely rat-free, and the locals want it to stay that way. Tough anti-rat laws have been introduced to keep the rats away and protect the islands. Millions of rare seabirds live on these islands, and rats could easily destroy them. Today, scientists fear rat spills from ships more than oil spills. When oil spills from ships, it disappears over time, but rats never do. It isn't easy to stop them getting onto islands because hitchhiking rats can arrive on boats, lorries, and even planes. And then their numbers grow and grow and grow.